From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. We're getting more details this morning about the 1,200 jobs being offered by the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. WLRN intern Aaron Sanchez Guerra tells us more about the casino's $1.5 billion expansion.
The Hard Rock Casino is already hard to miss. On the turnpike, just look out for the 435-foot-tall glass building in the shape of a Les Paul guitar. The expansion will include new hotel rooms, restaurants, pools, and a live venue. 1,200 is a lot of new hires, but not all those jobs will be full-time. That number includes on-call and part-time positions. Ann Haught, CEO of the Greater Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, has big hopes for the project.
It's one of a kind. It's the only one in the world that will be like that. It will bring Hollywood on the map, make us even more attractive than ever.
Haught says the expansion will bring more traffic and business to Hollywood. She hopes the city can work to provide workforce housing for the employees that will come from other areas. Adrian Madriz is a housing organizer for the Miami Worker Center. He says low-income women of color make up a majority of service industry jobs like those at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Cost of living in South Florida is very high. And if they're going to be employing people in Hollywood, but bringing them from Miami, there really should be a commitment on their part to include workforce housing as part of the development.
Beyond housing, Madrid said the expansion should include a living wage for any new employees. Luis Castillo works on the construction crew that's been building out the expansion. Like him, he says the vast majority of those workers are immigrants from Latin America. I'm Aaron Sanchez Guerra in Miami.
And if you'd like to read more about the construction of the guitar-shaped Hard Rock Hotel, and it's a six-string, by the way, please check out our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.